Well, Mickey, first of all, 2:15 to 1:13. What's your reaction to that?
Suppose, Tom, we 20 minutes to go. I wouldn't be pleased with that result, you know, but we're a very tough outfit against Kildare, and we knew they had a lot of class. But after 50 minutes, we thought we could have took the game. So I think it's a wee bit flattering for them, that the scoreline, you know.
Well, the last goal really came in injury time. It was kind of the last action of the game, really.
Last action of the game. We had great defending just before that, and we just slipped the ball across our own box, and they punished us, you know. But at that stage, we were chasing the game, and maybe had the bodies forward. But I think Kildare would probably deserve maybe 1 or 2 point victory, but we didn't deserve to beat 5 or 6, you know.
1:07 to 1:06. Happy enough at half time, up.
Happy enough, but we missed a lot of chances, Tom. I thought we should have been 4 or 5 up, you know, give away a soft goal. And we knew we could have been further ahead, but we went out and scored the first 2 points in the second half, and that was the target, the good start. And that put us 3 up again, but Kildare pushed on with 4 next scores, you know, and put them a point up, and we never seen the lead again after that.
Yeah. Having said that, Paul Burns pulled off a couple of brilliant saves in the first half, one of them from a penalty.
Yeah, Paul, two or three great saves, you know. He has a great shot stopper, and kept them out, you know. And if we just hit the net ourselves maybe one more time in that game, we had a good chance the second half. We, young Kevin Keely got through, you know, and he just played it maybe a wee bit too far in front of Kieran Masterson, and they turned it over. But I think if we'd got that goal chance, we could have got a point out of the game or so, you know. Yeah.
Declan Coulter, another big performance again, 7 points.
7 points, both. Declan's good for that every day, you know. He's a class act, and it's great to have him on your side. But other teams are targeting him, you know, and they're doubling up on him, but he's well able for it. And he's very tired near the end there, and I think Declan will get stronger now in the next few weeks.
Yeah, and obviously a couple of deputies today as well. Dylan Duffy came in, and Jack O'Loughlin came back, and Conor Park was introduced in the first half, so quite a change as well.
Aye, but a transition, and young Kevin Cooley from St Eunice too, you know, only out of minors. They all put on a good shift for us, and Conor Park came off the bench to go in for Mark Kellen, and a very solid performance, and just going through the stats there, he had the most turnovers in the second half with all defenders. So listen, a lot of positives for the new boys too, and they're putting their heads out there for position.
Yeah, in the game, as you said, up to with about 10 minutes to go, and then they're probably superior fitness maybe as well, and one Kevin Whelan in the middle of the field.
Aye, I suppose a big boy in midfield, and they're number 12 too, you know, very athletic, and they were still going like it was the first minute, where maybe we did tire, because I think we were the harder working team out of the two, and it stood at the end, you know. We were a bit more tired than Kildare, and the open gaps on us in the last 10 minutes, you know.